Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys golf team, Coach Steve Kofed. And Coach, a tough one. The guys got off to a little bit of a slow start and just couldn't recover today.
Yeah, that's kind of been our conversation all year, really. I mean, we played two or three really good rounds as a team, and really when we looked at those, I can't remember where we were, but we had three or four guys that after three or four holes were, you know, even par, one over at that point, and gave ourselves multiple looks to be able to shoot something in that mid to low 80s. Today, you know, looking after a hole or two, we had a lot of people that started out with doubles, triples, or more than that, and we were already behind the eight ball. It looked like we did a pretty good job about four or five holes in of trying to rally a little bit to get ourselves back down to that chance to break 90. But for us to get out as a team, we were going to need, you know, something around hopefully somebody breaking 80, and then a couple guys that we're going to be putting together or trying to put together something that's right around that personal best for them.
No surprise that Rozo won. They shot a 298, and they were just a few strokes over par as a team, and no surprise there.
No, they were by far the best team in the north half. I mean, all the way through the year, I mean, they ran through and had multiple times as a team. They were fighting that par. At one point, I think they were five or six under par as they kind of went through the back nine and had that little stretch of three par fives and a par drivable par four on there. So they had four very gettable holes. It's always good when you look, you know, five or six holes in. I think I glanced at what the leaderboard was, and I think their number five or six guy was a couple under par, and Max Wilson, who was 12 under at one stretch this year, was three over par and then found a way to come back and finish under par. So they have a very deep team. They're going to be the ones that in Bemidji are going to be probably the favorites getting themselves out at that stage also, and it's just fun to be able to see those scores.
Garrett Fisher, he was your top golfer. He's going to be your lone player that will advance to the section meet. He shot an 81 and a pretty solid day for him.
It was, and he kind of was right in that same count. I mean, he didn't start out great. I mean, he was kind of in that, you know, five or six holes. Not that one hole is the end. I think he made double on 18 his first hole, or maybe it was a par on 18 on his first hole, and then ended up making a, let me pull that up, double or triple, I think, on triple on hole number one. So he was four over through the first two holes. Put together a few pars, then had a little stretch to finish the front nine, seven, eight, and nine, where he made three consecutive bogeys. Put him right kind of on the edge. I think I caught up to him and Coach Hansen on, I think, hole 13, where he pounded a tee shot, had like 130 yards into the par five, hit it to the back of the green, two-putted for birdie, and was just kind of sitting there as we were waiting on 14's tee box and said, you got a really good stretch. You got that little stretch of two par fives, short drivable par four, where if you're hitting your tee ball well, you should be gaining ground on people, especially on the other wave that's now on the front nine, finishing on some of the trickier holes at that point. And that's what he did. He took care of that, made birdie on 14, ended up, sounded like a really working man's par on 15, birdied 16, so he played those three holes in 300 par, and that was enough to race him up the leaderboard really quickly.
So he gets to advance. The freshman will be appearing in his first section tournament.
He made it last year. Also.
Yep. Second section tournament, but now he's been there and he knows what it's all about. So you have Connor Maruska. He was your second best scorer, the 91, and he had just a few holes that maybe cost him a trip to section.
It is. I mean, he started, I think, with a triple on his first hole on 17, and I haven't really talked to him about how that was. You know, he probably made nine pars if you're looking at his score. It's just that he needs to find a way to eliminate those four or five holes that are double or higher, and that's kind of what's holding him back from, you know, shooting scores in that right around 90 to being pretty consistently in that 85 to 78 number, because he finds ways to get up and down. He finds ways to get around a hole without hitting great shots and still posting par or bogey, but then it's just those ones that it's really hard to recover when you're talking about making sevens and eights, especially when all of them are in a different fashion. One might be a tee shot, one might be a bad second shot, one might be a three putt, and at least if you're doing the same thing every time, then we can work on something. But when it's a little bit something different each time over the course of the year, it makes it a little harder.
The Shockman brothers, Evan and Ashton, they both shot 95s, and they had some, obviously, some good holes, and then they had some others they'd like back.
Yeah, those two both, again, are very similar. I mean, Ashton, I watched with him on the first hole. He ended up topping two of them in the ground under repair, ended up having quite a few strokes at that point or into the river on 15, but for him to battle back from opening 11, so he was six over on hole one to be able to shoot 95, not the end of the world. Evan last week over here really struggled in his putting, so I'll be interested to see when we finish up to have him tell me how many putts he had today, but it seemed like as we were walking, he felt like he was putting much better. I mean, last week he was in that mid-40s almost, and, you know, if he found a way to have something around 36 putt, two putting every hole, and all of a sudden he's 10 strokes better. So, you know, he didn't quite go 10 strokes better, but again, as a freshman, his first section experience, you know, you stand out there and it's a tournament that means something and the nerves are a little bit different. And I think that was probably a little bit of how our start happened for most of these guys that were in the position for the first time or having some expectations like Garrett is the first time feeling like you should be no problem getting out, but you still got to, you know, tee it up and then actually make it happen.
Gavin Winger, you're long a senior on the tournament team. He shot a 96, and he seemed to finish strong anyway.
He did. I mean, he made a good birdie on hole 10 is where I kind of caught back up with him. I know I walked with him, I think, on 17 and 18 early in the round where he was about three or four holes in, and he was off to a tough start, but ended up making a couple pars in a row. Kind of like Connor, I feel like his round was a little bit of the big numbers got him, the random sevens from not a terrible position or just a bad tee shot that now puts you in a tough position, and you're on the front nine and then trying to hit a second shot over water out of a tough lie on a downhill. Those pieces just are hard to recover when you're not out there making a pile of birdies. But for him to go ahead and make birdie and string together another couple pars towards the end was good to see. And you know, he had fun. He battled a lot more. And, you know, for him to get earlier this year shoot whatever it was, 84, 86 for his personal best at that stage was awesome. And we had a number of those, not just Gavin, over the course of the year.
Then Brandon Tanquist, I caught up to him. I think it was on hole, eight or nine. And his parents and family said, yeah, he's struggling. And he just couldn't get it going today.
Yeah, he couldn't. I didn't really see him until probably hole nine, where he hit a great tee shot to about 80 yards out, hit it up on the green, two-putted for par, hit a really good tee shot on hole 10, where it's like we aimed at the power box in the background and actually hit it a little bit too far because we got just into the rough and had just a little tree trouble. And then it was just kind of, you know, one of those days where he's trying to make the right plays, but the ball wouldn't quite cooperate with the way he wanted. So, he, you know, on 10, hit it a little bit short and then hit it short of the green and chipped it on and two-putted. And what we felt like was a really good tee shot turned out to be a six. And sometimes that's just the way golf is. It's unforgiving. And, you know, he always has a good attitude and is trying to find ways to be a little bit better the next time. And you know what? Next time you tee it up, you might go out and shoot 82 instead of a 98 or whatever it was today. So that's just what it is.
So the team not able to advance, but Garrett Fisher, the freshman, he is going to be advancing back to the section tournament. Overall thoughts on the day today?
Yeah, I mean, we wish we would have gave ourselves a little bit better chance early because, like I said, I feel like we were kind of talking all the way through. If we can get something in that 330 number, we got a good chance of being able to make it out as a team, and that's what it was, that mid-30s. We just, you know, got to learn from those. Obviously, it hurts losing Gavin, but everybody else is back. We got a couple kids that were in that same conversation that didn't make the section team that, you know, need to think about the same ideas and hopefully play a bunch of golf this summer, try to put themselves in positions that make them nervous, make them have to feel like this next three-footer is important or my decision-making on this punch out is important, so that we can continue to try to get a little bit better over the course of the summer, and then we'll see if we can come back and, you know, be something in that ballpark of, you know, 5 to 10 strokes better on any given day per person. And now all of a sudden, I have said it all year, I don't feel like we're that far away from being able to start posting scores on most golf courses in that 320, 330 number. And then now we're competitive at most tournaments we go to. We're not going to be good enough to be winning them, but we're at least going there competitive and not trying to feel like we're just trying to break 100. Mm-hmm.